could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talking Pets with your host, John. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Karen Vance.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney, and she will put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by SCOE 10X, the only odor eliminator that you need in your home, and I guarantee you need it. You can use it in the car, you can use it in your home, you can use it in your office. It will take out anything.
Anything.
And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. But you can win one when we play Name That Animal Sound here on the show. SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E number 10X.com is the only place where you can purchase it. And... it's cheap. So, and Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. If you enter the promo code PETS in the promo box, you get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. Also, don't forget, going to Italy because of Colette Tours in September, the end of September. Join me, and you can find out more about the trip at 800-581-8942, booking number 1382009, or just go to Talkin' Pets and click on the picture there of the trip. This is Talkin' Pets.
On the way to try to break me. The time I lost that I tossed out that hourglass. Right now I ain't thinking about none of that. Made amends with the friends that did me wrong. Let go of all the hurt I was holding on. Took the cards I was dealt and started playing right. You found me in the dark and I found the light. Oh, I was fighting, chasing all of my lows with the wrong highs. Oh,
so this is a song from the movie Goat. And I'll tell you where it placed last week in the ratings in just a second. But that is one of the songs, and that is Jelly Roll. You guys familiar with Jelly Roll?
Yes.
I like Jelly Roll. I think he's cool. I mean, granted, he hasn't been in prison, and he's done some bad things, but he, you know, he'll tell you right there. He's found religion and so on and so forth, and he's just seems like a really cool dude. But he's another guy that was really heavy, and now he's losing all that weight, like our old producer, Bobby.
Danny said that they found the cure for fat with Ozempic. No offense to anybody that's on it, but it's the truth. It's like the cure.
Yeah.
Everyone that's on the GLP shots is losing a ton of weight. There's tons of people. It's doing good for everybody, and so many people have lost weight on it.
Oh, it's taken away a lot of cravings. People are stopping smoking, and they're cutting alcohol. They're cutting anything they want to cut. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know it went that far.
Yeah, it does. Yep. Yeah, you don't want to drink or smoke or anything on it. Like, can you eat a lot less, and it makes you have more energy, and it's like, it's really good.
Well.
We got to get fat, John.
I just worry about, well... I do have a little bit of a gut on me, but, you know, the thing is, I worry about the long term.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, medications, they've always put medications out, sometimes not tested long enough or whatever, but there's
women
always...
Women get pregnant on this drug.
It helps with PCOS.
They're getting pregnant right and left.
Yeah, it's like, it's really helping a lot of women that have PCOS.
So you're saying that this medication is goat.
It's goat, yeah.
Apparently, this medication is goat.
Yeah.
But if you are going to the movies this weekend, gang. Your top movies, top five movies as of last week were... Movies as of last week, actually, Goat was number one. 2 weeks out, it's made $60 million, which is pretty good, actually. That's not bad.
I've never even heard of it.
You didn't?
I didn't hear about it until today when my mom asked me about it.
I didn't get to screen it, but I did see the trailers, and it actually looks good, but it's doing well. $60 million is a pretty good take. And Wuthering Heights was, and by the way, in Goat, it's all animals. So, enjoy it.
Oh, okay.
It's all animals in this one. But animated animals, but still animals. Wuthering Heights, actually $63 million in 2 weeks. I did not screen that, so I don't know if there's any animals in that. Nor did I screen I Can Only Imagine 2. But that made $9.2 million in opening week. Crime 101, another one I did not screen, is $26 million in 2 weeks. And Send Help, which I'm dying to see... did not screen it, but it made $56 million in 4 weeks. So, didn't screen a lot in the first 2 months of the year. But I did see last night Scream 7. Mm. And I do have to tell you, go see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's well worth it. I was surprised. Because when the movies go up, like Jason Voorhees and everything, number 10, number 12, when they start going up that high, you're kind of like, where's the imagination going to come from? Is it going to be different? Is there going to be something... But actually, it's good. I mean, there were four of us that went, and we all agreed we liked it. And so it's done pretty well. And they have one or two twists in there that will make you kind of wonder. But yeah, it's the typical horror film, and it's on the basis of, you know, Scream. People get killed.
Yeah.
They get stabbed. But... be prepared. That's all I'm going to say if you go see it. But
I like all of them.
I'm hearing through the grapevine, though, that it's going to be a really, really big weekend, like a big opening week for them, basically.
Mm.
So next week, we'll
see. Next week, there's a couple movies. I want to see Hopper.
Hey, Hopper looks cute.
Lizard.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
You know, some of those are definitely really good. I don't know. I just haven't. I am reviewing one or two movies next week, so I'm getting back on the review thing. So they send them to me on screeners to the house, but I cannot get my big screen TV to work when it comes to one of the screeners. Doesn't want to work for it. I don't know. And I don't like watching things on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
So... I like going to the theater and experiencing the big screen and the aspect of it. So, and I'll tell you, Scream 7's worth it. Go see it. You're going to like it. But if you're scared a lot, you will jump. I guarantee it.
I like a good horror movie.
It's good. It's really good. So check it out. But those are your top five movies. And usually you can read my reviews at talkinpets.com. Click on movie reviews. And there's still a lot of movies that are out that I have reviewed, and you can check them out at talkinpets.com and click on movie reviews. Or sometimes I post them on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. And if you're not part of our Facebook, you should be. So join us at Talkin' Pets Radio. 818-818-6401 is the number to call if you got a training question or a behavior question. The song that we go out with here into the break is actually the song from Scream 7. So enjoy it, if you will. And it's actually a good song. So those are the movies. Karen, what was the last one you've seen? You haven't been to the movies in a long time, have you?
I'm trying to remember the last one we went to, and I can't think of it. And we usually go pretty often because my husband likes movies a lot.
Yeah, see, I like movies too. Ever since I was a kid growing up in Pennsylvania.
Unfortunately, he's not himself. I can't remember, really.
So, Lexi?
I don't know. I've watched a lot of movies at home. I can't think off the top of my head. I've been watching lots of shows more than movies.
I just hope the theater doesn't lose their way, because a lot of people, now AMC is doing some kind of weird stuff with the seating and everything, so it's like, I don't know. But you gotta listen to this song, it's pretty good. This is the song from Scream 7.
Station follows me, constantly calling me. I can't escape it. Helplessly, helplessly, hung up on his face to face with deja vu. When the ghost in me is you, can you honestly promise me?
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. As a trusted leader in bathroom renovation, Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. Get half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub-to-shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. Here's how it works. 1. Call to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. 2. Our design experts come to you with real samples to customize your dream bath. 3. Our certified installers complete the transformation in as little as one day. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-716-3969. That's 800-716-3969. 800-716-3969 now, before the offer ends.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KahanapaliResort.com. That's KahanapaliResort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Well-known bald eagle couple in California, Jackie and Shadow, are getting another chance at parenthood after ravens destroyed their first clutch of eggs for the 2025-2026 breeding season. The pair, who nest high above Big Bear Lake in the San Bernardino Mountains, are now followed worldwide via a 24-hour live stream run by friends of Big Bear Valley, lost their eggs in late January when ravens breached the nest while both parents were away. Despite the damage, Jackie heartbreakingly continued to sit on one cracked egg. In happier news, the nonprofit announced on February 24th that Jackie has laid a new egg, giving the couple another opportunity this season. Bald eagle eggs typically incubate for about 35 days, and females only lay 2 or 3 eggs per clutch, spaced a few days apart. Jackie and Shadow first gained attention during the 2017-2018 season after multiple failed nesting attempts in 2020 and 2021. They successfully raised a chick, Spirit, in 2022, while 2023 and 2024 produced no surviving eaglets. 2025 brought 2 hatchlings, Gizmo and Sunny. Now fans around the world are once again watching and waiting to see if more eggs will follow, and whether this resilient pair will add another chapter to their remarkable journey. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
The valley wakes in a silver haze, where the jagged peaks meet the sky. They've spent 1,000 sun-drenched days watching the world go by. He moves with a quiet, steady grace. She's the fire. Jackie and Shadow.
You know, I have to admit, when I was looking at music and songs and stuff, I couldn't believe that there was a Jackie and Shadow song.
And this seems like a legitimate one.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes some of the songs kind of do sound like a little AI and stuff, but this one, like, sounds like somebody actually made a song about these two birds.
Yeah, no, it's pretty amazing, actually. So, that's pretty cool. And it was, you know, it was on Spotify.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that warrants. I'm still waiting for my song to go on Spotify. I don't know what I need to do to make that happen. Anyway, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
This is Name That Animal Sound. If you can guess what animal this is, we're going to set you up with a prize. You can go with SCOEY 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. It will take out any odors, and if you have cats or dogs, you need SCOEY 10X in your household. And only a one-time win on this one, ever. So, if you've won that one before, you can go with a book that we have that's called Playing Possum, How Animals Understand Death. We also have, from Good Pets Foods, Hip and Joint Plus. We have the multivitamin and the daily probiotic. Those are supplement treats for your dogs that we will send out for you to try. We have the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. We have a calendar, one on frogs, and it's a mini calendar, one on frogs. The other one is on hippos, tiny hippos. And we have the collapsible water bowl in orange, red, or black from Talkin' Pets. You can take it with you anywhere to make sure your pet's got water or food. And also we do have from Silly Beads by Kayla, we have the Starbucks handle. We have the Morgan Wallen keychain, if you're into country music. Kansas City ink pen, if you like Kansas City. And we have the Best Is Yet to Come badge holder, so if you're going to any conventions, you're all set up. 818-818-6401 is the number. 818-818-6401, if you can name what creature makes this sound.
Yeah.
What creature makes that sound? I'll give you a little hint. So, this creature, they have accents that change based on their social groups, just like humans. So, depending on what social group you're in at the time, you may be making different sounds or different words at that time, depending on who you're talking to. But that's one sound that they make, and I've heard many sounds that are quite laughable. 818-818-6401, that's the number to call. 818-818-6401, pick up the phone, give us a call. If you think you know what creature makes that sound, 818-818-6401. So pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk about your pets. So, Karen, what do you think about these new, like, smart health trackers that are out there? It's new tech. It's kind of a game changer. And it's like your dogs or your cats wear it, and then it detects any kind of illnesses or symptoms, and it shows that. I mean, it's...
Where do they wear it? I've not heard of these.
I think it's on their collar. And then it basically... I could see part of it, like, taking a pulse and so on and so forth, you know, because if it's... If it wears on inside the collar, because I would imagine it must touch the body. I have not seen it yet. I've heard about it. And it's AI.
Mm-hmm.
So AI's everywhere these days. Just like Lexi said about that song. Is it AI or is it actually a singer? But the thing is that... I kind of think it's pretty cool, though. But when's it going to move into, or has it?
I don't know. I did notice, I did a house-sitting job for somebody and enjoyed it quite a bit. And she had a couple of cats, and she had a litter robot, so I didn't have to worry too much about their box, you know. And the cool thing about that is you could go online and look at the litter robot website. There, I guess I had an app or something. I forget exactly how I did it, but I mean, I could go which cat, how much they weigh right now, how much they weighed after they went potty.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, and I think I'm trying to remember if it told me number one and number two. I don't recall, but I do remember thinking that's a very neat thing to have. I could have five cats. It would know all five, and if four cats went potty and number five didn't show up, I know who needs to go to the doctor. You know, it's pretty cool.
I absolutely agree with you on that, because I've got three cats in the house, and I wonder sometimes, like, who did that, or, you know, if they're eating the right food, if they're getting enough moisture in their diet, and things like that are pretty wild. Before we go to a break real quick, I'm going to go to Julie. Hey, Julie, out there in Oregon, what creature makes this sound?
Is it a camel?
And you think it's a what?
A camel, maybe?
A camel?
No, 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 you're doing it all wrong.
Sorry, Julie.
Dang it.
Thanks.
Good guess, though. But no, it's not a camel. The guesses are still out there. Thanks for the call, Julie. But this is Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
818-818-6401.
Stay together by and by.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about two business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com.
If you struggle to keep up with conversations, if you have trouble hearing the TV or radio or in restaurants, Audion Hearing Aids wants you to hear better, because when you hear better, you're going to feel better. There are over 500,000 very happy Audion Hearing Aid customers. They're happy because they now live a better life. And they live a better life because they hear better. And they hear better because they purchased a full pair of Audion Atom 2s for only $189. Audion was rated in the best OTC hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. You trust USA Today, so you can trust Audion. The Atom 2 is so tiny, nearly invisible, but they've got great sound quality. And did we mention only $189 for a full pair? Shipping is free, and you get a 45-day money-back guarantee. So easy to order. Call Audion. Call 1-800-713-8607. 1-800-713-8607. 1-800-713-8607.
Marking its 40th anniversary, Farm Sanctuary, the nation's first farm animal sanctuary and a leader of the farm animal protection movement, is taking over Times Square with a bold message challenging Americans to rethink what kindness to animals truly means, especially the animals most often left out of the conversation. The new digital billboard, located at the intersection of Broadway and West 43rd across from the NASDAQ screen, featured a rescued cow, pig, and lamb from Farm Sanctuary's New York and California shelters. It invites passersby to see farm animals as individuals, not commodities. The campaign's central declaration is simple and provocative. Kindness to animals means not eating them. The campaign taps into a broader cultural shift. Interest in farm animal sanctuaries has surged globally over the past decade, with hundreds of sanctuaries now operating worldwide. Their work has helped shift public understanding of the emotional lives of farm animals, bringing much-needed attention to the cruel conditions these animals face in our food industry. Farm Sanctuary's Times Square billboard aims to bring that movement onto one of the most viable public squares on earth, reaching tourists, commuters, and New Yorkers at a time when conversations about food, climate, and animal welfare are increasingly mainstream. The campaign coincides with the Farm Sanctuary's 40th anniversary, making four decades since the organization first exposed cruelty in industrial farming and introduced the concept of a farm animal sanctuary to the world. When we started Farm Animal Sanctuary in 1986, the idea that a cow or a chicken could be seen as an individual with a name, a personality, and a desire to live was almost unheard of, said Gene Bauer, Farm Sanctuary president and co-founder. Today, millions of people are questioning the status quo. This billboard is an invitation to imagine a kinder food system. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Karen Vance.
This world is big and wild and half insane. Take me where real animals are tame.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
Watermelon Yum Yum.
Is there someone on the line? Hello?
Watermelon Yum Yum.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we're going to go out to Oregon again. We're going to speak with Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Just fine, thank you. And you?
We're doing good. We're doing good. How's the weather in Oregon right now?
Well, it's beautiful. It's, the sun's come out. It rained up until about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, and the skies are just so clear now. There's storm. There's clouds to the west, and there's clouds to the east now. But Bedford is in the sunshine.
Well, sunshine is good. There's no doubt about that. So, yeah. what do you think this creature is?
I think it could be a sphinx.
A what?
A a seal.
A seal?
Missed it by that much.
Sorry. Oh. You are incorrect on that one. But I'll be giving more hints. So, but right now...
Keep listening.
Yeah, keep listening. You were wrong. Sorry, Tom. But thanks for playing. Okay. Enjoy the weather.
Thank you.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. If you know what creature that is, call us.
Scientists develop AI collar that detects early signs of illness in dogs. Reporting for Talking Pets Radio, I'm Lexi Adams. A new smart collar powered by artificial intelligence may help pet owners detect illness in dogs before symptoms become obvious. The wearable device monitors activity levels, sleep patterns, heart rate, and behavior changes. Developers say subtle shifts in data can flag potential health concerns days, sometimes weeks, before visible signs appear. Veterinary experts say early detection could significantly improve treatment outcomes for conditions ranging from arthritis to heart disease. As pet techs continue to evolve, this innovation could transform preventative care for millions of dogs. For Talkin' Pets Radio, I'm Lexi Adams.
You know, that's exactly what we were talking about with the AI technology and what you were talking about with the cats and stuff, which, you know, AI is a little scary, but there's good things that AI could be used for.
The box itself that I was talking about, the little robot, that has nothing to do with AI. That's just collecting data and...
Yeah, I mean...
You know, as far as the animals, I don't know about the dog collar. I know nothing about that.
Well, they have litters now for cats, too, where, mm-hmm. you know, the litter that's in there, if your cat's using it, it'll turn a different color.
I actually bought some and used it when I first got my cat, yes.
Did it work well? Or?
Yes, it did. There was someone who opposed it.
Someone in the household.
Someone who cannot deal with change as the brain fails.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like things like that, and the AI with the collar, putting it on there, I think that's... And you're a nurse, a human nurse.
Yeah.
So it is kind of cool to...
AI is incredible. Me and Danny, my husband, were talking about it not recently. Did you ever play with one of those 20 question balls? Like,
yeah.
It had to have been like early 2000s. Yeah. I swear that
the
that had...
ball, maybe.
No, it's a 20 question ball. It has three things, and it asks you 20 questions. It's literally playing 20 questions. It asks you, is it an animal, mineral, food, person, whatever.
Okay.
And it gets it right every single time. And I told Danny it has to have like some of the earliest AI, because it's not running on the internet or anything like that, but it has to have some kind of like AI technology that... Because it didn't matter what you guessed. It got it right in 20 questions, maybe sometimes 25. I think I only stumped it like 5 times.
Well, I have to say I've used AI for several different things,
yeah.
But if I'm looking to find something out, I do use AI, and it's been...
Makes it more simple. Makes it easier.
In the beginning, though, it wasn't so accurate.
No, but now I'll use it to help me even like study. I'll be like, can you explain this like you're explaining it to a fifth grader? That way I can understand it, or like explain it to a child, because some things in the medical field are just so complicated to understand that I need it broken down in a way that isn't necessarily being broken down.
But it's always like it worked. They tend to actually have stuff like this coming out in the animal world, so they kind of test it on dogs and cats and everything else. And then eventually it ends up on the human side.
I don't know. We've had lots of smartwatches and stuff that have done a lot, like your Apple Watch or Fitbits,
right. All
of that kind of gives you the same thing that they're now making for dogs.
I've noticed myself either veterinary medicine or dental medicine is way ahead of regular medicine. Mm-hmm. My dentist and my veterinarian are already on board with red light. Mm. Even my pain doctor is kind of like, well, I don't know. I'm like, it relieves my pain so amazingly. I can't believe they're not selling these things.
It's weird because I was
talking
with a friend about the red light, and they were saying, oh, that doesn't work. But I know
people. Yes, it does.
I know people in the industry that use it for pets.
See this hair? This wasn't supposed to be there. This came by accident.
Well, I need to put one on my head, apparently. So, hey, but I want to put this sound out before we end this hour, and this is it. What creature makes that sound? As we said, they have accents that change based on their social groups, just like humans. And they're actually hardy, domesticated animals that have been living alongside humans for thousands of years. What is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. If you know what it is, you'll win a prize. Is she making those noises again?
I'm scratching her butt and she's licking herself all. She's doing her licky twitch like.
I don't know. One of the vets told me that's because she. I mean, she talks. That's her. That's my cat talking.
Oh, my gosh. So oh, how it's, funny that was.
It's pretty hysterical.
Yeah.
Yep. But I, on the human side, I'm like, is she going wow, wow, wow? Or is she going ow, ow, ow? I mean, I'm kind of like.
It's not ow. Like, it's not pain.
But she definitely.
I saw a little video of a cat that the lady says, would you like a treat?
It is
and
the talking
cat
pets,
meows,
by the way.
And she goes, say yes, please. And the cat goes, yes, please. I don't know how. And maybe they dubbed it. I don't know. But it
probably.
Was really cute. It was really cute. I swear the cat said yes, please.
We've been watching lots of pet videos and huskies can like talk.
Oh, yeah,
well.
They can. Really.
And this dog walks in like all like snooty. And the owner's like, you get over here. And it looks at it and goes, no. And runs away. It's so funny.
That's about the way a husky would be, too.
But the hard part with AI, though, going back to that, is like you don't know what is real and what is not now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't trust it all the way. So I understand you guys. And if you're using a program you trust, I see where it could be beneficial. But for my purposes, I always go past that and look up
you know,
something I recognize.
But on the medical aspects of things, the way they're using it and perfecting it, I think it's pretty cool to be able to tell about your animal's health.
Diagnostics?
Oh, yeah.
Diagnostics? Oh, my God, how exciting that must be.
It's just really neat. Like, my mom's used it a couple times to help her, like, simplify things. She puts in a document that's 3 pages long and has it shorten it into a paragraph, like just so that she can gather the information the way that she's supposed to.
Ironically, we do that with the show, is that instead of taking a very long story now, which used to, if you notice, they become shorter, and I use AI on it.
Yeah, and it works really great.
Yeah, it does a good job. So, hey, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. What creature is this? If you ever heard our rewinds that we do, this creature was used in one or two of them. And I've seen this creature for the first time in a commercial, and I couldn't believe that that was coming out of this creature's mouth. Because they do make a lot of different sounds. Some of them sounds like laughing. Some of them sounds like screaming.
Not a seagull.
What do you think it is? 818-818-6401. It has 4 legs. So it doesn't have wings. 818-818-6401. I want a copy of that.
That one was good.
Lexi's over there taking videos of my cat talking. Oh, well, it is, like I said, it's talking pets. So what's she doing now? She's probably like, don't make fun of me.
She's staring at me.
Yeah, because she's like, don't make fun of me.
She wants to see her video.
She wants a treat. That's what she wants.
Shh, don't say that.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Her treats are right up there. So pick up the phone. Give us a call. Oh, if you give her one of those, she's going to go nuts. The lick and lap by Vitacraft. She loves those. We're going to go out to John. Hey, John.
You're committed now.
John's in Oregon. John, what creature makes that sound that we're talking about?
A pig.
A pig.
Much smarter than you are. On your best day, you're not as smart as I am on my worst day.
Sorry, John.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Well, yeah, he was wrong. It's not a pig. But you're in the right culture, though. I mean, it is a farm creature, so he opened up the box there for people to guess. 818-818-6401. John said pig, so, and I'm telling you, it's a farm creature. What is it? 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, take a guess. But right now, of course, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. You going to make her talk?
No.
No. I thought you were making that.
She's eating this.
Oh, she loves those things. Yeah, she'll eat the wrapper if you give it to her.
Yeah, she's in the middle of that.
She loves those things. Well, once again, thanks for joining us. This is Talkin' Pets, and we want to hear from you. 818-818-6401.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
What's better than a great conversation? How about a great conversation paired with unforgettable cheese? At Harmony Cheese, we don't just bake cheese, we craft moments. Wisconsin-made, rich, creamy, bursting with flavor. Our cheeses turn any gathering into a celebration. Whether it's our fan-favorite cheddar or our bold new six-pepper cheese, every bite is a harmony of taste and tradition. And now, CRN Talk listeners get an exclusive treat, 10% off your first order at harmonycheese.com with the code CRN Talk. That's CRN Talk. Don't wait. Stock your fridge. Impress your friends. Just treat yourself. Our new gift boxes are the perfect way to say I care without saying a word. Wrapped, ready, and guaranteed to wow. HarmonyCheese.com. Taste the conversation. Share the love. That's HarmonyCheese.com. Say CRN Talk.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-218-4909. 800-218-4909. 800-218-4909. Again, that's 800-218-4909.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE 10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Boop-a-doop-a-doop. Boop-a-doop-a-doop. banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone. I've got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing, sing. Ring, 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 banana phone.
Love this song.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Yeah, that's about right. 818-818-6401. We still have the animal sound. But I have a feeling that Dave is going to get it correct. Dave, what creature makes that sound?
Good afternoon. The first time I saw this animal in person, I was shocked at the sound it made. How about a fox?
Run, Forrest, run!
No.
No. I've heard, you know what? We're at the top, so, and I like your voice, by the way. No, but first, I'm going to give you strike three. So we're doing this because it's at the top. So that was strike one. You were incorrect. So listen again. One of the hints that came out because John guessed wrong earlier, and it's a farm creature.
I'll say a rooster.
You tried your best. And you failed miserably.
Nope, that is incorrect on that one. And let's see. Let's see if you get it before strike three. One more guess. One more. You do. You win something.
How about lamb? A baby lamb.
You're way off. I say you're way off this time, son.
Sorry. Strike three. You're out. Tell us your joke.
Okay. I'm blind.
Oh.
Why don't blind people skydive?
Wait, you got clipped there. So say it again.
I am blind, so I'm okay telling this joke. Why don't blind people skydive?
I'm trying to think of like something.
Me too. I'm like, why don't they skydive?
Because they can't see the ground.
No, it scares the dog.
Oh. It scares the dog because they have a seeing eye dog.
Oh, my God. All right, I have to say... That's pretty good. But the stupid came out in me, and I had to be like, look at Lexi, and she's like, because the seeing eye dog. I was like, oh, now I get it. All right. Yeah, no, that's a good one, actually. Yeah, even the weird guy over in the corner laughed. So thanks for trying with us, Dave. We got Lori out there, and Lori is in Oregon. Lori, are you going to save the day and tell us what this is?
Maybe. I don't know what the previous guesses were, the second one, but I would say a donkey.
Mm. Wrong.
Again.
No, Lori, but I'm going to play strike three with you because Dave didn't get it. So that's wrong. It is not a donkey, but you're on a farm. I don't know why nobody's getting this one. It's so simple. It has accents that change based on their social groups, just like humans. What do you think, Lori? Going for hopefully not strike two, but
smaller than a donkey.
What do you think? They're in television horse? Commercials. What do you think?
A horse.
Nothing for you.
I have a good guess.
One more guess. That was strike two.
They have really weird looking eyes. They do. They're like the other way.
How about a cat?
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Madam. Sorry, Lori, you struck out. You got three strikes. So we're going to go to New York, and I think Carolyn's got it. Carolyn, what creature is it?
Okay, I'm going to guess a goat.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are absolutely correct.
Oh, that's good.
So, finally, somebody guessed a goat. I was like, geez. I mean, I could see some of them, but some of them were like, maybe not. But what do you want to go with, Carolyn? We've got the book Playing Possum, How Animals Understand Death. We have the SCOE 10X, which is the odor eliminator, which is awesome. If you've never won it before, you can win it now. We do have Good Pets Foods, treats for your dogs. I've got also the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets in red, black, or orange. We have a mini calendar of frogs or hippos. We're already going into March already. Wow. And we do have from Silly Bees by Kayla, we have the Starbucks handle, we have the Morgan Wallen keychain, the Kansas City ink pen, and the best is yet to come badge holder. What do you think?
Okay, let me say, did you say you had a water bowl? I didn't get that.
Yeah, it's a collapsible water bowl, talking pets, and basically you put water or food in it. You can attach it to your belt loop or however you want it, or put it in your pocket. I've carried it in my back pocket.
Oh, and you also said something about, did you have say something about a wallet or something? I didn't catch it.
No, that was a Morgan Wallen keychain. That's a, if you're into country music, Morgan Wallen is a country singer.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll go with the, could you just mention a few of the other things near the end there by that singing one?
We have the calendars, a frog calendar or a hippo calendar, but we have the SCOE 10X, and if you've never won that, I do highly recommend it. It'll take out any odors that you have.
Any odor.
Yeah.
I think I'll go with the water bowl.
You got the water bowl coming out to you. Do you want red, black, or orange?
I think I would like orange.
You got the orange one coming out to you. So,
okay,
Carolyn,
great.
Stay on the line because Sydney's got to get your address, and we're going to ship that out to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thanks for playing, and thanks for guessing correctly. It was a goat. So, greatest of all times. You know, it took me forever to realize what that meant when people were saying, you're goat. I didn't know.
I know because of Tom Brady, because he's the goat.
Yep.
Because he's the greatest of all time for football.
But it's funny because, you know, I was totally blonde at that moment. Sorry, Karen.
It's okay.
But the thing is, I was like, why is people calling him goat? What the heck is goat? I had no idea it was greatest of all time.
Have you ever seen a goat's eyes? They're freaky looking.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're like sideways.
I never really noticed. So they're kind of cross-eyed?
Or like the other, like how ours are like, they're like oval and like this
big?
Way. No, oval.
Betty Davis eyes?
I don't know. I'll look it up. They're creepy looking.
Like Betty Davis eyes.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, you're too young. You know who Betty Davis is.
Mm-hmm.
Like she had those big eyes, bulging eyes.
Yep. No, not like that.
Baby Jane?
Like this. They're creepy looking.
It looked like a butthole.
Yeah, they're strange.
The thing on the...
They're scary to look at them. When you look at them in the eyeballs, they're scary.
They are kind of frightening. I never realized that about a goat.
They're a petting zoo, so I would have seen
We got to say goodbye. Spay and neuter your pets. Help control the pet population. Thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Bye for now.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.